Habitat Pinellas and West Pasco's show highlighting our mission, our homeowners, and the partners that help make a difference in the community. I'm Morgan Burchetti, your co-host, and I'm here with Mike Sutton, my other co-host. Hey, Mike.
You do that so well. Like, you got it counted down.
Episode 15, right. Gotta get it together.
Is it 15 already? Sure wow. Is. Wow. Cool. Well, how are you?
I'm great.
Episode 2 in the pod loft.
Yes, episode 2 in
pretty,
the pod loft.
Pretty exciting.
Very official.
Yeah. It's, and what an exciting time of the year, too, for us, because we're finishing our fiscal year at Habitat, June 30th. And what I'm excited about is I'm taking 19 days off. But don't tell anybody. I'm taking a 2.5 weeks out. So
well deserved.
I'm not telling anybody where I'm going.
They're just there on vacation now. All of our thousands and thousands of subscribers now.
Yes, please do not call me. Please do not even know.
Out of office.
Yeah, yeah. Everything will be forwarded over to Morgan. She'll handle everything. Thank you. But it's important to take time off.
Absolutely.
You have to recharge. You have to, refresh yourself and get into a really good place, right? So
right, especially as
that
we
mental break.
End the year, our fiscal year. I mean, we have our 700th home coming up
yeah.
in August, so right around the corner. So definitely a well-deserved break. I'm excited to talk with Kevin a little bit later. He's one of our homeowners, and he's on our homeowner services committee, yeah. homeowner services team. And he talked a little bit about how Habitat kept going during the pandemic. It has been a crazy 2 years and a crazy fiscal year for us. Mm-hmm. We never stopped.
Well, you think about it, if you back up to where we were a year ago, mm-hmm. it was a pretty crazy time because there was so much uncertainty, right?
Right.
So restaurants were closed, and you couldn't go out to eat. I think one of the biggest impacts that people had were the lack of interaction,
mm-hmm.
right? So not being able to sit down and have, a bite to eat with a friend
right.
or family or what have you. And then that whole Zoom thing.
Yeah, Zoom thing.
Yeah, all the virtual stuff that I feel like we're so tired of now, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know about you, but I jump on a Zoom meeting and I'm like ready to hit the end button.
Right.
You know? So I love that we've turned this corner and we're starting to do more things back in person again because
right.
there's just something about
that in-person interaction.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different.
It's important.
Mm-hmm.
So the 700th home, you mentioned that a second ago.
Yeah.
So we are doing a huge campaign right now to get people involved with that. So not only are there volunteer opportunities to come out and swing a hammer
mm-hmm.
or lay sod or paint or something like that, there's the ability to be a sponsor on the house.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone's ever felt this desire to sponsor a Habitat home,
now
you can participate on this house
mm-hmm.
with a $700 donation.
It's pretty awesome. It's a great way to get involved if you're already involved with us, maybe at a shopping level. Maybe you're coming to the ReStore a lot, or maybe you volunteer and you can't wait to get back on site and you want to give a little bit more. This is the time to do it. Our 700th homeowner partner is the Sakers family. Aurora and her daughter have been awesome to work with, and I'm so excited to see them get their keys. In August, so you'll be supporting.
August 30th.
Yep.
Nice, cool weather. I was thinking mm-hmm. about this the other day. We're really bad at planning out our big milestone dedications.
June.
They're always in the middle of the mm-hmm. summer. I don't know what that's about.
Well,
but,
We'll work around it. It's okay.
Yeah,
but we're going to be in Pinellas Park and Teller Estates, which is also really exciting.
Yeah. Big subdivision that we've had under construction for the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
We will be celebrating on August 30th with the community. Great opportunity to see our mission in action. So we'll be continuing to share that information on all of our social media channels over the next few weeks.
Yeah,
so
same.
And next 2 months. So so let's talk to Kevin. So Kevin Dorsey, as we mentioned earlier, Habitat homeowner
mm-hmm.
Of 5 months. He also is a Habitat employee.
Yeah.
He impressed us so much throughout the program and gelled so well with our staff that we
mm-hmm.
said, hey, Kevin, why don't you come work for us? He is able to share the mission of Habitat in such a passionate way
mm-hmm.
that we hired him to be a recruiter for homeowner candidates.
Right. And who better to kind of explain the program and tell you the benefits and the challenges and also the exciting opportunity than Habitat Homeowner. So
yep. He's
really awesome, and I can't wait to chat more with him.
Awesome.
Let's do it.
Kevin, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
We're excited to have you on as not only a Habitat employee, but you're also a Habitat homeowner.
Yes, I am.
Both of which are recently new.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about kind of your background, where'd you grow up, where are you from, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I raised up here in Largo,
mm-hmm.
Florida. living in Martin Terrace. I don't know if you know about Martin Terrace.
Yeah.
But I was raised there on the 2nd Street with my mom. Okay. My dad was incarcerated most of my life.
Okay.
Just a little about me. I have a brother, older brother, older sister. Mm-hmm. I went to Seminole High School, graduated there from 2002. Then I went to college in Mississippi.
Okay.
On a football scholarship, but...
What school did you go to?
Southwest Mississippi. Okay. It was a community college that I had opportunity. In high school, I used to struggle a little bit.
Yeah.
My mom was in a lot of domestic.
Okay.
So I ended up moving with my grandmother.
Okay.
The one that did the dedication at.
Yeah.
The
prayer, oh, she the was amazing.
The dedication. That's who pretty much raised me and my brother and sister. Blessed opportunity to go to college.
Yeah.
Went there, but... You know, you first go, you didn't have the mindset, the goals.
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't have them initially.
Yeah.
So I came home,
yeah.
You know, and we just let a lot of time just waste.
Yeah.
And just go by. So that's why I coach now.
Mm-hmm.
I coach high school football, little league football. I'm a head coach for a track club.
Wow.
I'm a youth minister as well at Judah First Christian Ministries. Just because I want to see people do different than I did.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just blessed to be where I'm at today.
Yeah.
I'm really blessed. Like I said, I went to college in Mississippi and didn't finish. So later on, as I seen, I got older.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I needed some type of path for my life.
Yeah.
So I decided to go back, and I had an opportunity to go to California.
Okay.
To play football again.
Oh, wow. 'Cause
that was really my path to education, to be honest.
Yeah.
And I finished. I actually got my AA degree there.
Good for you.
But then came home.
Mm-hmm.
And had to get my AA at SPC because the qualifications in California and Florida was too different. I thought I was going to come here and finish my bachelor's, but I came to find out you had to do different requirements. But I finished. I got my associates here as well. Did some telemarketing.
Okay.
You know, that was cool just to work, make some money. Also, went to CompuLink and was an engineer tech.
Yeah.
That's why I was before here.
Yeah,
I was an engineer tech and... Had the blessed opportunity from you and Jack to be now part of Habitat.
That's
so
awesome.
Now I'm here.
Yeah. So let's back up to when you went off to school, right?
Okay.
So I'm a firm believer that, unfortunately, I think our school systems don't set us up for that transition.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I often think back to when I went to school, I was blessed that in some roundabout way that I stayed home to go to school. So I did my AA at HCC before I transferred over to USF.
Okay.
If I went off to school, I don't think I probably would have been able to finish, right? Because there's really not, I mean, you're just jumping right in there.
Yeah.
You know, you go from living at home and maybe having some structure, to all of a sudden just being thrown out in the real world,
that's
right?
That's it.
So was that, I mean, what was that like coming back home? Did you feel defeated?
Yes.
Yeah.
I did. And I procrastinated.
Yeah.
You know, I kept saying, oh, I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back. But you get in your comfort zone, and that can be dangerous.
Sure.
Right.
You know, being where you're from, everyone know you. You got comfortable back being home.
And hanging out with your friends and
hanging
stuff
with
becomes
your friends,
the priority as opposed to.
Back into the whole routine. So, like you said, just the preparation and the understanding to know when you go to school, the journey and the goals that you may have before you leave is very important.
So first time or first generation college grad?
Yes, I am.
Congrats, man.
I actually am. When
you
make me think about that,
that's
I am.
That's awesome. Good for
homeowner
you.
Homeowner as well.
Awesome.
That first homeowner in the family.
Yes. Well, as in like my siblings,
cousins.
Yeah,
sure,
and
sure.
Like, yes.
Good for you, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
so congrats.
That's truly a blessing.
Yeah.
You just made me think about that.
Hey. That's a big thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think a lot of times, you know, we take for granted the kind of those opportunities that are in front of us. It's just kind of like, you know, the circle I was around in school, it was just kind of a given. You went off to college, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was almost a stigma associated with not going to college,
mm-hmm.
which is unfortunate
because
there's a lot of people out there that would do better doing a trade or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I often say that my biggest, you know, accomplishment, you know, was getting my college degree because no one else in my family had gotten one. And I think that's important.
Yes,
so congratulations
Thank
to you,
you
man. That's
you.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
So you have a couple little ones at home?
Yes.
So do you share stories with them about like going off to play football and the college thing and
it's less about sports.
Really?
Yeah. I really want them to focus education wise because I realized later on that the sport's going to be there.
Yeah.
You know, but once you handle your academics, your grades, I'm strict on that. Like,
yeah.
That's very important for me, for them. So I rarely speak on sports. They play course, I coach, but
yeah,
it's just more about using the sports coalition to life.
Sure,
like
sure.
Finishing on a track or finishing on the field, yeah, you have to also finish and have goals in life.
Sure, sure.
So I just kind of use both of those and relate them together. But other than that, it's mostly for my kids, yeah, education. They must have that.
Good, good.
Very important.
So how were you guys introduced to Habitat?
Well, just like I say, in the neighborhood, we started seeing houses come up.
Yeah.
But then it was that negative stigma about what Habitat was doing, buying up the property of the neighborhood and kicking people out of their house. Mm-hmm. That was the stigma until I learned more about it.
Yeah.
And that's when we applied.
Yeah.
And we got denied the first time.
Oh.
Yeah, we got denied the first time, but I'm the type of person we can't quit. Yeah. It was a debt to income. We had two car payments,
mm-hmm,
and one was pretty high. It was for my wife. You know, she had to get the high one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll edit that part out so she doesn't say, hey, no, don't you tell me under the bus.
Yeah, yeah, do that. But that was the problem initially.
Yeah.
And then she got an accident. A guy ran the stop sign, hit her, totaled the car.
Uh-huh.
2 to 3 months later, we was like, hey, let's try to apply again. Uh-huh. I think it may have been longer than that, maybe 6 months. Let's try again. And lo and behold, we sat down with Jack. He went over it with everything, and we was accepted.
That's awesome.
I mean, from the time I sat there in that chair with Jack, I changed. It like changed the way I looked at things. Like, man, this can happen. I can have a house for my kids.
Yeah.
So my mentality and everything that we started to do from that point forward, mm-hmm, started to change financially and just overall in our lives.
Yeah.
We just changed. So that was a pretty cool experience as well.
Wow. So, and you grew up in the neighborhood in which we built your home.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's that like? I mean, kind of setting down roots in a community that you grew up in, and now your kids will grow up there.
You know, it's a blessing.
Yeah.
You know, because my brother actually lives in the next cul-de-sac over from me.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And
that
was not even part of Habitat. It was a part of the whole another contractor. But it just so happened and that's like my best friend besides my wife, you know. So that was pretty cool for us to raise our kids where we was raised,
mm-hmm,
you know. So it's been pretty cool. Been pretty cool.
Built-in babysitter too, right?
Yeah.
No? No?
You know, my grandmother's more of that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that's right around the corner as well. She has a daycare.
Okay.
So she's still doing her thing. She has a daycare. So if we have any child needs, you know, we can take it to her.
So how long did it take you to get through the program?
About 10 months.
10 months?
About 10, 11 months.
Okay.
And that was another thing. It was a blessed opportunity from you guys to continue doing the COVID. You could have easily shut down and say, hey, you know what? About to push it back a couple months. You guys went right into rolling to scavenger hunts, to virtual meetings. So then we didn't need a babysitter.
Yeah.
We didn't need one then because, put the favorite TV show on, some snacks, go in the room, and me and mom has to take care of business. They understood that.
Right.
And that really, so I wanted to tell you guys, thank you.
Yeah.
I know I work with you now, but that I know it mean the world to us.
Well, affordable housing doesn't stop because COVID hit, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, the need, it was still there.
Yeah.
It's not amplified at that point.
Yeah.
But you guys didn't miss a beat.
Yeah.
You still reached the goals that you was trying to accomplish. So that's a great job.
Number. Well, and I mean, the homeowner candidates that come through the program were focused, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if you're focused and then that, and you've already hit some roadblocks, right? So
mm-hmm.
like you, right? You were denied the first time.
Yeah.
So you've already hit those roadblocks along the way. Now what if we say, oh, by the way, it'll probably be another year before we can, you know,
right.
get you
in.
I mean,
Mm-hmm.
Those roadblocks in life, you know, kind of, you know, when you come to those crossroads, it's like you, determining which way to go sometimes can be a challenge.
Yes.
Well, and I think now that Kevin's on our team, I actually got to sit in Welcome to Habitat, which is the first class that anybody takes when they get into the program earlier in the month. And hearing Kevin's side and his perspective as a homeowner, but also being on staff, really helps kind of drill that down for new candidates who are hearing all these things, like budgeting is this weekend and this is happening and it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
But you've been through those roadblocks and here you are.
Yes.
Helping them through the way, which is pretty awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What do you think, so the experience that you and your wife went through, I mean, what do you think that did for your kids?
The impact that it had on my kids was huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a 9-year-old, 7-year-old. Well, she's 8 now, and a 3-year-old.
Okay.
And the ones that's in school, the 9-year-old and 8-year-old, they was able to actually help us out.
Yeah.
We presented them, letting them know, hey guys, you can help us get a home. You may not be able to use your actual physical hands right now, but by you doing good in school, helps us a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It takes the stress away, and also you get equity hours.
Yeah.
And then you're doing what you're supposed to do, which rewards them. So. Yeah. They have,
and a lot of people don't know that. A lot, you know, that homeowner candidates can get sweat equity hours through their children by getting good grades in school.
Yep.
So, you know, we see, you know, I don't know the exact hours, but they could have helped you with 30 or 40 hours just by getting good grades.
Well, and what a great way to kind of tie in and help the kids understand why you're spending all this time doing classes.
Yep.
And when you're on the build site and things like that, you can explain what the end result is, and that you can help.
Yes, yes. And cool. Something that the major impact is, my son, my daughter, she always been E's and A's always since she started school. My son, he do good, but it wasn't as good as he is now since we got into the program.
Mm-hmm.
And he has continued it. Mm-hmm. Even though we have our home already and it is not an incentive, he doesn't even think about it now. He just bring home, dad, I got on the road. Like, it's dad, I got on the road.
That's awesome.
You know, and like, that's the oldest, and he's my buddy. That's my only son. That's my buddy.
Yeah.
So that really made me proud.
Yeah.
It almost gets me emotional, but.
Sure.
But that was pretty
cool. So you've been in your home now for how long?
About 4 to 5 months now.
What's been the biggest eye opener for you as a homeowner?
Driving in my home, my driveway.
Really?
Yes, my own driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That has been an eye opener. Every day I drive up there, I embrace it.
Really?
Yes, that's like the main thing. Like I come home from working with Habitat.
Yeah, yeah.
And then drive into my Habitat home.
Yeah.
It doesn't get old for me.
Yeah.
And I don't want it to. You know, I just want to keep it refreshed on how blessed I am in this situation.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome.
So for all those homeowners out there, prospective homeowners, people in the program or haven't been in yet, you know, it's National Homeownership Month. That's what June is. So we're blessed to have you on to be able to tell your story and then also be on staff, of course. So what would you say to prospective homeowners who maybe have that misconception and they aren't quite on the path to Habitat yet? What would you say to them to take that next first step?
Take the step. If you never shoot the shot, you won't know if you can make it.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't shoot, how do you know if you can make it in the bucket? So take that chance and trust. I pray daily throughout the day. Something my grandmother just raised us up on, that foundation. I think I'd be lost without it, to be honest. So I keep the faith, you know, and if you really want something, go get it, you know. And it may not be easy at that time. You may have some struggles, some hiccups. But just to push and then to finally be in your home and know I made it through those struggles is rewarding, you know. So I'll say go for it. Dream big. I tell my track kids all the time, dream big.
Yeah. Don't finish the race.
And finish the race through the line. Thank you. And finish the race. So that would be my encouraging words to anybody trying to get into the home.
Awesome.
And call Kevin because...
And call me.
Yeah.
No, and I'm serious. Call me. I tell people, I tell them all the time, if you're feeling down or you're not sure if you can quite make it or you have some type of questions, like they say, hey, would I own my home?
Mm-hmm.
You will own your home.
Yeah.
You know, like I said last night in a meeting, only person that can get you out is you.
Yeah.
If you're not paying your mortgage or if you quit your job or you just do something drastic to really mess up the pattern, then that's on you.
Sure, sure.
You know, 0% interest? Come on, man.
Doesn't get it.
Come on. No, like, seriously,
yeah.
I'm a part of the team now, but I still feel like a homeowner at times that I speak, like I'm speaking at Habitat, but I'm part of Habitat, so it's kind of it kind of confuses me sometimes.
Sure, sure. We did a closing early this morning, and every time I do a closing with a family, I'm always like, I like kind of stumble through that piece, like your zero interest mortgage payment.
Because
it is. It's one of those. Yes. It's never going to change.
Never going
to
change.
You always know what you're going to have to pay each month, and every single penny that you pay each month is going towards your principal.
And that's awesome.
Yeah. So as we wrap up, tell us what home means to you.
Home means to me empowerment, especially, and not just any home, a Habitat home.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can get a home, but the things you learn in Habitat throughout the program, the budgeting classes, the how to be the neighbor, just everything that you take throughout the program is what empowers you when you get your home. So my kids, like I told you, how it's done for them, yeah. Like the things that they do each day, and my wife, mm-hmm. it empowered her, you know, like to bring friends over now. Like she likes to bring people over, like, mm-hmm. my kids cleaning up their rooms on their own, being responsible, you know, like, it empowers you in so many other areas.
Should have done this quicker, huh?
Man. But, you know, it's right on time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, things happen in mysterious ways, and this is, like, at the perfect timing, yeah. You know? So, yeah, it's empowering. And then my son was, he was writing home down, mm-hmm. and he had put having outstanding moments / memories every day for home, standing for home. I'm like, what are you doing? Because I asked him, what home stands for you? And they're trying to figure out acronyms that they can put together. And that's what he put.
Wow.
He put having really outstanding, yes, moments / memories every day.
Wow.
And I'm like, wow, son, that is home.
Yeah.
Where you go and you have, whether they're good, outstanding moments, sometimes they may be bad.
Mm-hmm.
But still, that's in your home.
Mm-hmm.
So,
awesome.
Well, we're proud of you. We're excited for you. I mean, obviously, this is a new foundation you're laying for mm-hmm. your family, mm-hmm. and we know you guys are going to be successful. We know you're going to do great work for Habitat. I mean, the reason we hired you was to share your passion, like you just did,
mm-hmm.
For home ownership out in the community.
Because
mm-hmm. We know, as you mentioned earlier, there's a lot of misconceptions, and once we're able to kind of get past all those with folks, you know, they see the opportunities mm-hmm. at Habitat.
And that's what I really want to do. That's why I want to be part of Michigan. When Jack called me, I enjoyed that in engineer tech
mm-hmm.
job. It was okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a job.
Yeah.
Like, I see this more than a job. So when he called me, I didn't even ask. I didn't know how much I was going to get paid. I told him yes.
Yeah.
I told him yes because I know how I feel, and I would love to be part to make someone else feel that
way. Well, we appreciate you working for free.
Yeah.
And,
thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, because I didn't care. I really didn't, man. Yeah. Like, what you guys did for me and my family and many other families,
mm-hmm.
it's great, man. Like, it's life-changing. It really is. And it's a blessing to be a part of.
Well, you and your wife and your kids worked hard for it, so we're so proud of you. Thank you for taking some time out of your busy day to visit with us. And you know, keep sharing the message out there. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you guys very much.
Thanks, Kevin.
He's so awesome to talk to. That energy is just, it's tangible. I mean, I think the pod loft is on fire right now with all the Habitat excitement.
Well, you know, just his background is neat because he talks a lot about everything you have to persevere through to get to a place in life, right?
Yeah.
And so, although he didn't go into great detail around it, just knowing, you know, he grew up in a household where his father wasn't present.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his mom, you know, there's some challenges there with relationships and then going off to school, coming back, going off to school, coming back. And you know, just seeing, I'll never forget that dedication. Number one, because his grandmother's prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I don't care what your religion is. You felt
so powerful.
You felt something that mm-hmm. day. And just meeting his wife and his kids and his family and friends that were out there to support him, they're just great people. So,
they're awesome.
And I always like to say that every Habitat homeowner comes from a different walk of life, right?
Oh, yeah,
and they
absolutely.
All have their own unique stories and,
mm-hmm.
and challenges and you know, things that they've gone through in life. And so that kind of gave us a little bit of a glimpse of what Kevin Dorsey's been through. So
yeah, I think it's awesome to hear getting defeated but getting back up multiple times. It happens, like you said, everybody has a different backstory. It happens to everybody. But being able to pick yourself back up and move forward and continue your path is pretty awesome.
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool. So we have some other guests coming up in the next couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have Jason Clement, who's a former board chair here at Habitat and been involved with a long time. He was on the hiring committee that hired me, so we'll get into that with him. And then who else we have coming up?
Brandon Braboy.
Yeah, Brandon, our incoming board chairman.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited to talk to him as well. So you can catch all of our previous podcasts on our website, mm-hmm. on our YouTube channel, on our Facebook page, and all future ones will be live on our YouTube and our Facebook page as well.
We invite you to tune in and always check out the website, habitatpwp.org. Check out the calendar, see what's coming up. So not only do we have the 700th home, we also have a lot of other home dedications coming up across the service area. So we invite you to come out. And if you haven't been to a dedication, come out.
Yep.
20 minutes of your day.
And volunteers are back. We got one. You want to come volunteer, back. Come swing a hammer with us. We will we'll put you to work. We need hundreds of volunteers over the next few months, yep. right in the middle of summer. Nice and cool for you. So we'll provide water.
Yeah. You're in Florida.
Come help us out. So awesome. Well, Morgan, it's always fun. Kevin was a great guest, and we'll get together here in a couple weeks.
Back in the pod loft.
We'll Thanks, everyone, for being with us. Appreciate it.